creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That's Frank Sinatra and Love and Marriage. Something which doesn't quite go together as well in the play Hedda. And I'm very pleased to say that we've got the director and adapter of Hedda, which has been performed at the Nottingham Arts Theatre the Tuesday the 26th to Thursday the 28th of March from Here to There Productions. It's Mr. Andrew Whittle. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Morning. Very well, thanks.
Marvellous stuff. Now then, most people who've sort of been to the theatre, they know the story of Hedda Gabler. This is slightly adapted by yourself, and we'll talk about that very shortly. But I mentioned Here to Their Productions, which may be a new theatre production company to this area. So tell us a little bit about Here to Their Productions.
Yes, it's based in the West Midlands. It's been going about 11 years now, which I started up, and we've been all over the West Midlands, but we've never ventured out of there, so we thought we would give it a go this year with this production of Hedda.
Now then, you came quite late to acting, really, didn't you? Because I believe you were, you still are, a solicitor, and then sort of got the acting bug. How did that happen?
Yes, I am a solicitor still. I had always been interested in acting, but never really done any, well, not since school. And I was at a production of a play in Worcester, and I saw this advert for actors for beginners for those over the age of 40. So I thought I'd give it a go, and signed up. And I think actually in the first meeting, I managed to set the fire extinguisher off, being a bit over-enthusiastic. Yes, I did a number of these classes, and then the tutor said there was a play coming up in Malvern, and they needed some additional actors. And it was a large cast play, Inherit the Wind. And I was lucky to get quite a good-sized part. It was playing a lawyer, so I think that helped as to why I got it. And so I started acting about 43, and I've kept going since.
And still doing it now, so which is great to, you know, to sort of come to something like that so late and still doing it, still enjoying it, and now sort of doing not just the acting, but the adapting, directing, and everything else that's involved in local theatre, which is great. So now, for anyone who doesn't know what Hedda is about, what's the story?
Right, it's about a woman, Hedda Gabler, who has been brought up by her father. He was a general, and she was brought up in army barracks, lived a very isolated life. And then when her father passed away, she's left without any financial security. So she needs to marry. So she picks the best bet financially, a local academic. And they've gone off on a rather long honeymoon in Europe, 6 months, whilst he's been researching for a new book he's hoping to publish. And she comes back to this house that has been bought. They bought a house they can't really afford with a very hefty mortgage. And she's faced with the prospect of a long marriage ahead of her to somebody she doesn't love but won't betray. So to alleviate the boredom, she decides that she will start to manipulate people around her. And what we see in the play over 36 hours is what she does and the consequences that arise as it all unravels for her.
So this version that we're going to see at the Nottingham Arts Theatre, it's your own adaptation of the original story. How does it differ to Ibsen's original?
It doesn't differ significantly, really. It's still set at the time that it was supposed to be set in the 1890s. It's still in Norway. But what I've tried to do, as I was sort of reading a number of versions of it, is try to put it together so it was in a fairly slick way, which would appeal to the modern audience. So I've updated the language modern language to get it to flow and to keep the tempo of the narrative of the story going. So, we've got it home to about 2 hours, 20 minutes now, and what otherwise could be quite a long evening.
I think I can remember seeing an original adaptation of it, and you're right, it's a pretty long play, isn't it? For anybody who's not sort of into Ibsen or that sort of play, it can be a bit of a bum ache with it being that long. But I suppose with it being sort of condensed and the updated language as well, it's going to bring the real colour out of this play, it's going to be a fascinating watch for people who don't like to see, sort of plays which are too long. I mean, 2 hours, say 2 hours 20, roughly.
It's 2 hours 20, yeah. Running time, yeah.
It's not really long for a play nowadays, is it? Because, once you've had the interval, say about an hour and 10 each side of that interval, it's just about the right length, really, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, that's what we found. We went last year, so I think it was in Malvern, and the audience were really gripped by it. And that's what encouraged us to, normally we do a play and we do it once and that's it. Never sees the light of day again. So it was unusual for us to resurrect something. But we had such an overwhelmingly good reception to it that we thought, let's do it again and let's see if we can take it on the road. And, nobody was bored by the length of time of the piece.
And it's such a rich and colourful story as well concerning Hedda. Now, this, as you said, it's the first production by Here to There that's been performed outside the West Midlands area. What prompted you to come to Nottingham?
Well, I'm from the East Midlands originally. So right. I used to live in Milton Mowbray.
Oh, Leicestershire way.
Yeah, so I used to theatre a lot in Nottingham. So when we were looking to pop something together, sometimes you have to plan for 2 years ahead. So we were working on a basis and we were working this out past where we could go within a reasonable period of time because we didn't want the cast to get too old. just see if we can a series altogether, and we found the art theatre at Nottingham very helpful and accommodating and friendly, and so they're a great place to start.
Absolutely, yeah. It is the Nottingham Arts Theatre. It's Tuesday the 26th through to Thursday the 28th of March. It's only here for 3 days. So where can people get tickets from? How can they get those tickets?
Well, you can get them directly from the theatre. Website nottingham-theatre.co.uk. We also have a website, theatreproductions.co.uk, and as soon as you see our website, you'll see it all there. You can just click on the link and you're into Nottingham Arts Theatre.
Lovely stuff. And if people want to find out more about Here to There, the past, the present, and, of course, what they're doing in the future as well, are you on the socials?
Yes. We have a Facebook page and Instagram as well. X. Yeah. We've also got a website which has got a full back history of our work there. So there's videos and trailers, and there'd be a trailer header on there as well, which might appeal.
Brilliant stuff. It is Hedda. It's at the Nottingham Arts Theatre, as I keep saying, Tuesday the 26th, Thursday the 28th of March. Hopefully this won't be the last time that you come to Nottingham, and hopefully, you'll visit us again.
Yeah, I hope so. I'd love to.
Brilliant stuff. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Thank you so much for taking your time out to tell us a little bit about Here to There and, of course, about Hedda. Have a great rest of the Sunday, and we'll see you down there.
Thanks so much. You too. All the best.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bye now.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.